Welcome to episode 80 of the Analog Assault Podcast. This week we're talking all about games we're thankful for. So put down the pumpkin pie, take out the gravy IV, and let's go!
You're listening to Analog Assault, a video game podcast by Mulehorn Gaming.
Oh, I want some pumpkin pie.
I want some pecan pie. I'm
definitely pecan, more of a boy. Pecan pie.
Where are you from?
Guy myself.
So welcome everybody to another Analog Assault Podcast. Tonight we have Mr. Primetime and Mr. Scarecrow with us. What up, fellas?
How's it going?
It's primetime all the time.
Good. It is primetime. So before we get into this episode, because this is our thankful cast, it's not the holiday special, like AKA Star Wars here, but it is like almost Charlie Brown-esque, like, you know, I'm going to put the football out and Prime's going to try to kick it and I'll move it.
Okay, Lucy.
Before we get started, some housekeeping, fluff your pillow. If you'd like to leave us a voicemail, call us in at 512-571-3907. Give us your thoughts on any past podcasts or just general thoughts you have. And if you like this content, then consider being a supporter. Head over to patreon.com/mulehorngaming.
Show me the money.
Get all the deets. Mega shout outs to our gold level supporter, Hashling Slasher. What up, bro? Thanks. So, guys, we're going to get straight to the point here. This is the cast.
Yep.
We have so much to be thankful for. We're not going to ask me about the 15 games we've been playing.
You're messing with the schedule, I have to ask you this.
You finished Jedi Fallen Order.
I did. I literally finished it maybe two and a half hours ago. No, don't worry. I won't say anything.
Okay.
But
unlike Earl, you jerk.
Obviously, we know this takes place. They said 5 years after Order 66, and so not long after Clone Wars series, and obviously canon. Boy. There were some references to some other things that I can't say, but I want to so badly. We're going to have to do a spoiler cast eventually.
Right. Oh, right. We will.
But boy, I was just like, right here.
In the feels?
Right in the feels.
In the ticker.
So was I overreacting any?
No. I was like, okay, that's cool. And then I was like, oh, wait, that wasn't what he was talking about. Oh, wait, maybe this is what he was talking about. Oh, wait. Oh, shit. Run.
Run, girl.
But yeah. I loved it. I didn't start a new playthrough, but I'm going back on my current one to at least go clear out all the planets. I'm going to go try to find all the secrets. I think I've finished two of them now. I finished the first one, and then one of the later ones that's, I'm not going to say, but
it's
fun. You guys are so far ahead of me. I just finished the Zepho planet today, and...
Oh, you didn't finish it.
Oh, no, I haven't finished it, but I've explored everything possible.
How many force powers do you have?
Okay. Just to push.
Yeah, so, finished it.
Just okay. So you're
finished
really
my
early balls
there.
Still.
I refuse to leave and come back until I have to. That's why it's taking so long. Plus, I had an immense amount of family drama this past weekend, and so I haven't played much at all until today. So it felt good to jump in and get those gaming juices flowing again and remind myself how awesome and fun this game is. And hopefully someday catch up so I can jump into the spoiler chat and, not like, so avert the eyes.
Oh, dude. Dude, can I just say, too, for a minute here, that it's, for a Star Wars geek like myself, to have the Discord just, like, jam in with people going and watching Rebels and Clone Wars and, playing Star Wars game. I'm like, I feel so good.
Yeah. I've actually restarted watching Rebels because I only watched it one time through when it was going on.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? Disney Plus? I'm going to go start watching it.
I love that app. I turned my kids onto that app today, and they're like, oh, what is this? Welcome to my world.
Yeah.
And we, my son was sick today with strep throat, so we sit there and watched Lion King, the OG Lion King, and he loved it. I re-loved it. It was good times, man. Good times.
Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata.
Robbie says, you feeling like Papa Smurf of Star Wars Mule? I sure am, man. I am. Oh, it feels great.
Now,
feels great.
So if you're good. Papa Smurf, then what would be our Smurf word?
I don't know. What would you guys come up with something? Y'all are better at that than I am.
I don't know. When you say it has to be some sort of like they say Smurfing all the time or something. Like, what is it, what would a Star Wars themed one be?
Binks. Yeah, Binks. I like that underdog. Binks.
Binkson.
Binkson. No. I realize why it references now. No, gosh, no. Blaster to the face, please.
Freaking Binks.
Yeah.
Mother freaking Binks.
So, Prime, have you actually got to turn on the Xbox other than a little Star Wars?
Not today was the first time. And since like Friday of last week.
Ooh, since we recorded
but
last.
But I will say, speaking of watching, those of you who have watched or will watch Man in the High Castle, the latest season.
I haven't watched that show at all. I've been thinking about going to watch it, but I saw like something that's in this season. I'm like, oh, yeah, I need to go watch this show
one
now.
Episode away,
what is
and
that
thing? Cliffhanger on the episode 9 before 10. Boom! I can't wait to get back in there. I might actually watch it instead of getting back on Jedi Fallen Order today. It's that good.
Dang. That is good.
So
high praise, Prime.
Man in High Castle, watch it.
Yeah.
Watch it. I haven't even started it. How many seasons are there? Like three?
Four.
Four. Okay.
This is the fourth, right?
I may have to try that.
It's fourth one, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Other than that, like Star Wars and been playing a bit of Pokemans, as Mule likes to call it.
Pokemans.
Pokemans. But dude, like, it's fun. Like, we've been doing, there's actually pseudo co-op now where you can go fight these gigantic Pokemon with other team, your other friends and stuff. You can try to catch it. And those are just fun because you're like, someone will be like, oh, I got one of these. Hey, join up on me. And then it's a whole fun little mini game of who can connect with through the internet with them. Because we know Switch doesn't have all the greatest internet connection stuff. But
no. I'm hoping one day they'll partner up with Xbox and really like up that game in that area.
Yeah. So. I mean, they kind of have already with the Minecraft stuff, but I want to see more. I want to see a dedicated party chat app for it because like I'm having to do a workaround thing now where I'm using my Elgato and Audacity just to freaking hear the game and not be blasting it into my microphone while I'm chatting with friends.
Yeah.
But enjoying it, but that's enough of that. Let's get into the main topic of the podcast today.
Want to get into the turkey and potatoes?
The meat and potatoes.
So this is the Thankful Cast, guys. So let's just talk about games we're thankful for or things in the gamosphere that we are thankful for. I'm going to let y'all go first because I've kept mine secret. It's not even in the podcast notes
because I didn't want y'all to see it. I put a few games in there today. Now I know if I was going to be able to make it or not. So I'll start it off. My dad turned me on to gaming with his Atari back in the old days. And we really didn't hit off a good gaming to bond with. until
you played the game of bonding.
Yes. How many times can you put bond in the sentence?
Let's find out. No, but seriously, Oddworld from PS1. He loved the heck out of that game. Mm-hmm. And whenever he couldn't complete a level, he would just pass the control over to me and I'd beat it for him. And it was just fun. We'd play back and forth. And it got to the point where he was into it so much, he was the one getting yelled at to come to dinner. And I was like, yes, you have arrived, father. From that, I have to go with the OG Halo. I mean,
good choice, bro.
That's Halo. What really got me into console gaming. I didn't have an Xbox yet, but I was at Circuit City a lot, you know, walking around of Isles of Dreams. And they had the console kiosk where you could play it. And I visited a few times a week and got to the last level. And then someone deleted my save file. I just So I ended up actually buying the console. Someone knew what they were doing.
Some employee there's kid comes in two or three times a week and just playing these games for free every time.
Delete it. Watch him buy it.
And delete it.
Now I'm just gonna kind of jump in too. Like the Halo series was huge for me. It was the first shooter that I really got into. The first PvP type game that I got into with friends. The first like split screen. The old days of the hey, are you screen cheating on me and stuff. See, I actually played Screen originally watcher. On PC. I didn't even have an Xbox at that time. Like back in those days.
Yeah, really, whippersnapper.
Yeah, I played Halo 1 and I think Halo 2 on PC. But then I didn't play Xbox until Halo 3.
Yeah. Wow.
But before that, my very first video game like that really got me started into it, like knowing this is something I love, was Star Wars Jedi Knight Jedi Academy on PC.
Yes. Yeah.
I did play that one time at Mule's house back in the day with the boys. You were set up in the living room playing. And I'm like, nice. What is this?
I think that's the first time we met,
I think
too.
It was.
I'm like, dude, it's Star Wars.
Yeah, but what's Star Wars?
Hey, buddy, can I play?
That was the first time that I played a game where you could pseudo open world. You had certain missions you could go do, a lot of different force powers you could learn, and you could like choose to go like dark side or light side depending on what moves you learned. And it also actually had a PvP mode, but this is back when I lived in the boonies, so I'd dial up. Did not work. I'd play against computer like the NPCs, but
I think Prime, going back to your Halo thing, I think almost everyone can say Halo at some point that they'll be thankful for that game, because it just like, it was the big deal. Mm-hmm. Like when I remember even when Halo 2 came out and they had all the coverage from like news organizations of people wrapping around stores to go pick up their game.
Yeah.
And I mean, obviously it had a huge influence on me too, because my gamer tag's Mulehorn 117.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, dude, I think the Halo is it.
Well, that's what got me thankful. The thankful part about that game is when I had that, I moved in with my now best friend, back then roommate, coworker, Adonis, Daniel. And me and him, man, we played that game so many nights, so many weekends, like just 2 days in a row, no lifing it. I mean, that's when we really started playing together, co-op the campaign, or we just, have some friends over and just do a bunch of lobbies, LAN lobbies. That was just some killer good times.
Back in the day of LAN parties, when you had to take a whole like drawer full of equipment to people's houses.
Yep.
You had like five TVs in the living room.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep. One down the hall, because one kid can't. Sit in the other room.
You get the one guy in the other room. You're like, bro, over here. He's on the corner.
Yeah.
Well, playing with friends, that kind of transitions into the next game, Gears 2. Between that, I had not played games much at all. I got the 360 very late. But by the time I got it, Gears 2 was out, and me and all my college buddies had all dispersed, moved away. Adonis was in North Carolina. I was in Texas. I had two newborns, and I was like, okay, I need something to do while I'm, staying up with the kids sometimes. And Gears 2 is like, dude, we can play co-op together. I'm like, wait, what? Co-op? Online? Are you kidding me?
What?
Holy crap. So we did that. We played Gears of War 2 through the campaign, I think two different modes. And I was like, dude, I am so in. This is awesome. We did Modern Warfare 2, I believe, as well. And that's what got me into online gaming. So I'm very thankful for Gears 2. And then about the time me and you, Mule, reconnected was Mass Effect 2 and 3.
That's right.
I saw
dude.
Online, like, oh. Hey, this is Wade. Hey, Wade, you're in Mass Effect? I'm like, yeah, I am big time. I love BioWare. I'm like, dude, I discovered it. Me too. And then, like, 3 came out. I was like, 3's coming out. We should multiplayer. What?
Yeah. Yeah. We played that till, like, 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning almost every weekend.
Dang. We were young dads.
with not a lot of responsibility yet.
Yeah. Yeah. Your brother jumped in, and we had a few randos we play with occasionally as well.
Yeah.
And I mean, that was some good, good late night
times. What was that guy's name? Belgium. What was that guy's name that always played with us too? Belgium Beer or something like that.
It was something Belgium.
Random guy we met. And he liked us, like we just started gaming like almost every night with him when one of us couldn't make it.
Yeah.
Nice.
I can't even remember his name now.
I think it's Belgium, like Belgium was definitely in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Belgium something, like four numbers, 1293, something like that. I don't know.
XX360 noscope.
Right?
Yeah.
But speaking of meeting people, and this one is kind of off a different trend. It's Throne Wars. It was a mobile game on your phone. And me and Wade and Daniel and a few other guys, your older brother, and we just started playing this game. And, like, we met friends on there, had a little clan, sort of taking over the server. And by the end of it, we had a server. We were, like, mopping the floor of people. And, like, we started coordinating with other people to do all kinds of stuff. We had a little chat going on. First time we used a chat app. Like, what is this? What
app was that?
Line. It was Line app.
Line. Oh, yeah, wow. That's right. Line.
And that was the birth of the Prime Collective clan. Like, it started on a mobile game. Back in my day.
That was so fun because I was the enforcer. Because, like, I think my area was the middle area of the map. Mm-hmm. And my name was Darth Mule. And so I'd just come in and say, join us or die.
I love threatening. I'm like, okay.
And then they go like, what? And I'm like, die then. And we'd have all of our armies time to like hit the places right at the exact same time. Oh man, that was
so
fun.
Many people rage quit. It was hilarious.
Yeah.
And then I guess it just rolls right into something where everyone's playing now is Destiny. I mean, when we heard news of that coming out, we're like, we have got to get in this. They have clans, they have a multiplayer, it's space, sci-fi, magic and guns. We're in.
Oh yeah.
And then Prime Collective, you know, really started booming, and I mean, it led to this podcast, the website, to our gaming community. Everything that we've done from that, it kind of has spawned from Bungie's baby, and it was amazing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so Destiny's been all around
a huge part of my gaming career. But before that, like, you guys were really heavy into, like, the Mass Effect stuff. Now, I was more high into the Elder Scrolls series. Like, that was my open world game. And I actually didn't play until Skyrim came out. And boy, that was my first multi-thousand hour game.
For Sorrow Dawn.
Yep. Like, I don't know how many playthroughs I've done of that. I'm gotta be close to 100%ing all the achievements. Like, some of those are really hard. Like, it's tough. I'd have to go back and look. But yeah, for a Bethesda game, that's a lot to do. But yeah, then moving on up to Destiny, Destiny's like what got me into this group, kind of. Destiny had already come out, and then Halo 5.
Yep.
Was just about to launch, and I had started listening to the podcast maybe only a couple episodes in, and I was like, yeah, this is a group I could get in with. And I was on a podcast, episode 16. Now, that's not like the current
first
16
episode ever.
That's like punk before goggles. The reset.
I had my steampunk goggles. Yep. I've still got them somewhere. I was sitting on a futon with a laptop on a TV tray.
Yep.
Talking to you guys on it might have been this same Snowball mic.
It might have been.
But I didn't have it, like, fancy mount for it.
I don't know about this guy, but we're like, just got to give him a chance. I mean, wait.
Because we connected through the Aim Assist Gaming podcast.
Yeah, I was.
Because Troy and N64 Josh.
I was one of the mods for them for a long time. One of the admins for a while they were running. And, And
didn't Troy do, like, esports now or something like that?
Yeah, he does something like that. I think esports, I've seen him do some Fortnite stuff. I don't know. I haven't talked to that guy in a long time. I gotta catch up with him because he really doesn't live that too far from me. It's maybe 45 minutes or something. But
I remember they were like really into Destiny and then got into Fortnite, and I was like, oh, no thanks.
Well, then they went to Siege and then they went to Fortnite, and I was like, eh.
Yeah.
Eh. Yeah. But yeah. Eh. Destiny, I mean, Destiny's brought a lot of people here together, like not only on the cast, but people in chat, people in our Discord. I mean, what are we sitting at? Almost 2,000 for the stream now? For followers,
yeah,
we're getting there.
Yeah,
I mean, we wouldn't have been able to meet people like Hoosier Boy, Lupo, a bunch of different people.
Yep, I mean, that's how I met Troy, N64, Josh.
Yep,
like all those guys.
Yeah,
that's how I got. Like, I started following Datto. Started following
More Console,
Broman, More Console. Goth, all those guys.
Con, like, you know.
Young Con.
That's how we met. Oh yeah. Con, dude, that guy. He is. It's amazing to see where he's gone.
Oh yeah.
Like that's.
We actually,
man. Wow.
Were you there when we took him through the raid, Mule?
I wasn't there with him on the raid. No.
Okay. Yeah, we actually took him through his first Garden of Salvation raid, and he hasn't raided in like 2 years, and he was just. I mean, Con's just good at games. He did not have any of like the huge pinnacle weapons that everyone like uses for these things, but boy, that guy can game.
Yeah,
he's got skills.
He's got the skills.
Skills. I got a particular set of skills.
I mean, quite literally.
Really,
with his art.
Absolutely.
So, Destiny, Crow, where does that lead to you? What? See, you obviously said Destiny, Elder Scrolls. What else? I see a couple other things here in these notes.
I mean, I can't really think of anything else huge on me. Like, I'm...
Really?
Zing! Prime taking a stab right there.
I'm not sure where to go with
that.
If
you say so, but...
Well, I got a couple of huge things to talk about.
Love you, Crow.
So, okay, I'll go with my first one here. And I'm going to really, really pull it back.
Oh, boy.
And that's KOTOR.
Oh, boy.
That's KOTOR. I played that
back in my day.
Knights of the Old Republic on PC. I hadn't had a console yet. It was just on PC. And the reason why I'm thankful for that game, because as you guys know, I mean, I'm still to this day, I think I've actually gotten worse, where I'm really squirrely with games where I'm like, this game, then this game, then this game. It's got to be fast-paced. It's got to be shooters.
If it's not Star Wars, he ain't finishing it. I'm sorry.
If it's not Star Wars, you know.
When's the last time?
If it's Witcher, I'm out.
When is the last time you finished a game that wasn't Star Wars? Last year when you played God of War and Spider-Man?
Let's see. What's the last single-player game that's came out? Gears 5.
Okay.
I mean, so, I don't know if I'd really consider that single player.
True.
Being
like, yeah, I guess the last single players would be Spider-Man.
Because
Spider-Man came after Gears, right. I think.
Yeah, yeah, Spider-Man came after Gears. But
Mass Effect Andromeda.
I mean, that was before them as well.
Yeah.
I mean, that's okay. KOTOR, Star Wars, man, and Mass Effect. What else? Other than
yeah, those? Pretty much sums it up. And Halo. But like KOTOR, I think, like, because I was very much like I love shooter games, you know, like that's the thing that I loved. And Mass Effect just opened my mind because I love good story and good storytelling. And BioWare just told such an amazing story. And it was Star Wars. And I, as a kid that grew up watching Star Wars, like, I was like, wait, and my choices can affect this? So I think I played that probably 15 to 12 times at least, just like, seeing what other things, and you know, it's so hard too, because when you start, you're like, I'm gonna be evil, and then you're like halfway through and I'm like, oh, I don't really want to keep being evil, I want to be good, you know. So you have to start all over again. So
I don't think I've ever done like a straight good or evil side to any game that I've played that has that option.
Paragon.
I'm always like, okay, this is gonna be my good playthrough, oh, but this guy's kind of scummy, so I might kill him.
Yeah.
Oh, but I really want that sword that he's got.
See, I've done a whole evil playthrough, but it's hard. I have to consciously be like, oh, no, I'm evil. No, I'm evil, you know?
Yeah.
But KOTOR really opened the door in my eyes to other games. And then, you know, got into like things like Jade Empire.
Great game.
you know, got into games like that, got into games like Mass Effect. And it just opened my mind to more things than just shooters. Because obviously, I mean, I'm thankful for Halo. Halo really influenced me a lot because I played pretty competitively in that game. I mean, I was actually in the KSI clan. Hate to admit it, but I was. You know, played pretty competitively with that. And then, because my old gamertag actually was just Mulehorn, and I lost it when I went from OG Xbox to Xbox 360. Because used to, like, you could log in with like an old Zune account or whatever. You just make one up for your live account.
Zune.
And so I made one up, but I couldn't remember any of it.
Who remembers Zune?
Not this guy.
Yeah, no. Yeah. So, you know, Halo, obviously, but KOTOR, man, it just, something about that game. Even this day when someone says it, I'm like, oh, I really want to go play it again. You know, it's just like, ah, oh, it's so good. But the next one's obviously Halo. And then after that, the Star Wars series with Star Wars Battlefront.
Oh, the original Star Wars Battlefront. I also played that on a PC. Like, I had so many good things. I played that on a Dell laptop. I mean, obviously, again, didn't have great internet. But still, the AI was actually pretty good in that game for when it came out. And
yeah,
I hated those droid cars when I was a clone trooper. You had to use the jet trooper or you could not take them out. It was the only way. Yeah. That's what I remember. It's like one of the biggest memories I have of that game is if you're playing clones versus droids on one of the Cloud City maps. There was a long hallway, this big skywalk that ran from one end of the map to another. And they would every time the AI would always bunch up in that hall, and it would just be a standoff on who could push who out of the hall. And that was like, if you wanted to get kills, that's where you went.
Yep. Yeah, I remember on Hoth, there was like a spot by the AT-AT where you could get in and just like wreck people's faces too and just basically camp there.
So, I think my favorite map on that game was probably one of the sand maps on Tatooine. Yeah, it was a Tatooine one, and there was like this Tusken Raider village in it on one side, and then a Sarlacc pit right by the camp. And I would just always try to like push enemies with vehicles into the Sarlacc pit to get them pulled in.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, but I mean, you can pretty much name any Star Wars game up to, you know, Jedi Fallen Order. All of those games I'm super thankful for because, like, as a kid growing up, literally, like, I'm a kid that grew up on the farm, right? I didn't grow up with internet.
Same.
I didn't grow up with TV. So, literally, my entertainment was I would watch, like, an old Laserdisc of New Hope, throw it in my RCA Laserdisc, watch it 20 times, then go outside, find a stick, and just, like, hit things with a stick, pretending like I was a Jedi with a lightsaber, you know? So, like, to have a video game where I get to swing a lightsaber or shoot a blaster, like, it was just, like... Oh,
question for you. What was your first Star Wars game? First ever?
KOTOR. Yeah, that was my first one. And then Battlefront, the OG Battlefront.
Really? Mine was the Atari one where you had to stop the building of the Death Star.
I forgot.
And then also Super Star Wars on SNES.
I forgot about those. Mm. I did play the Atari Empire Strikes Back.
Mm-hmm.
I also had the... was it Empire? I think Empire Super on the Super Nintendo. Empire Strikes
I didn't
Back.
Play Star Wars all I played Empire. Was a Super one, Super Star Wars.
Yeah, but I've played most of them. There's not. I mean, there's maybe like three or four like Star Wars games I've never played.
Yeah.
And
then what was one on N64 that was kind of cool?
See, that's one I've never played because I've never owned a 64. So
it I can't was remember. Little, something little Empire.
Inside fact there.
It was Shadows of the Empire.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's on Origin. I need to try that out because I think it's on Origin where you can download it on your PC.
Nice.
Yeah, I remember that game.
But like pretty much any Star Wars game, man. It's just, I mean, what kid that grew up on Star Wars doesn't want to play a game where you can swing a lightsaber or shoot a blaster? You
right.
know? It's the thing. And now I'm going to get a little sappy here before we go into the obvious choice after this one.
Ooh.
And that's... You guys on the podcast, we're going to get a little sappy here. And I was sitting here this week as we were thinking about that. And I was like, you know, man, we started out playing Throne Wars, literally on the throne as we're playing it, with T-Prime and my brother and Adonis.
Yep.
And, like, then we decided to start playing Destiny, and we, like, started a podcast. And then we started a website. And then I was thinking about, like, all the people and the hosts we've had. Like, one of the really OG hosts was Phoenix.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all remember that guy.
Yeah, I remember Phoenix.
We had that guy on for a while. I still
have the t-shirt, by the way.
You do?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Of course, everyone, I mean, Circuit had been with us for so long, yeah, man.
Good old Circuit.
Circuit 8. Oh, bros. I texted him today. I was like, I hope you have a great Thanksgiving, man. And, you know, Scarecrow, when he got in on one of our earlier episodes, and, like, I was just thinking back, like, our first episode where we started podcasting with just people in the clan, right?
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, yeah, you can be on the podcast, man. And he was, like, in his kitchen with his wife literally behind him, like, cutting onions behind him, like,
oh my God.
Like, all you hear is the knife chopping the whole time. And I was like, man, I was like, this is going to be an interesting podcast to edit.
Remember, was it Miss Morbid? Or was it Miss Morbid? Who was that? What is her name?
I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
I forgot the gamer tag name.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Miss Mordor. She get on.
Miss Mordor.
Miss Mordor. And when it Ms. came Mordor, time to go yeah. live, she's like, I'm a little nervous. I can't turn the cam on. I'm like, that's cool. Fine. No problem.
Yeah. I mean, it's because, like, the podcast has opened so many doors for us.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. PAX.
Devs, PAX. I mean, some of the highlights probably is the podcast led to interview Tom Taylorson.
I was just about to say that. I was like, we freaking interviewed Tom Taylorson.
Matt Salsaminde, mm-hmm. who, yep. you know, at the time founded Beam.
Mm-hmm.
It's like...
We've had Bungie devs on.
We've had Drodrick on, who's one of the senior character artists for Destiny 2.
Yep.
We've had him on. We've had Sea of Thieves devs on. It's like, as I just go through this, I'm just like, because of the podcast,
yeah.
we got to go to Comic Palooza. I got to meet Ray Park, Darth Maul, so Prime. You know, we've met Sully, who's now the marketing manager at Nerd Foo. Or, I mean, not Nerd Foo,
at Funko.
Funko. He was with Nerd Foo, and then he went to, yeah. So, like, all these, like, it's just the feels, man. Mm-hmm. It led us into getting to be close friends with Jesse Anderson with EA mm-hmm. and BioWare and AJ that led us get to be Game Changers that, like, sent us to LA for EA Play. And I was just thinking about it. I was like, man, I'm so thankful for the podcast because, like, I've met so many cool dudes.
I mean, we can't forget all the streamers we've met, the other fellow streamers we've met.
The people we've had. I mean, Style. The first episode we had Styles on.
Styles.
Oh, boy. He was like, oh, that man. I miss Styles. He's a fun guy.
This was when
that boy can originally talk.
Oh, yeah. The Mulehorn Gaming Podcast was hands. No cursing.
No cursing.
Because we were with FOG, Family of Gamers. Yeah. So we have younger people that were listening, and we were like, so Styles was like, mother bleeping and mother bleeping and bleeping. And I was bleeping out like the whole, he's like, dude, I'm sorry. I didn't know you weren't supposed to. I was like, it's okay, man. But the whole podcast was like, so bleep and bleep.
I remember that episode. Yeah. I was like, wait, was this on purpose or did Mule mess up the audio?
Yeah.
Well, we also can't forget that led to our good friends and partners, the Shed Team.
The Shed Team, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that led us, I mean, DOD to Prime Collective to MSG to now MSG in the Shed. Like, it's just like the feels, man.
There's so many Power great people along the way.
Pow. Yeah. Bizzo and all those guys over there. Like, man, it's just.
Daisy Day.
The feels on that. Daisy. Like, I mean, last pack. Well, this PAX is going to be nuts because there's so many people going.
A lot of people.
But, like, glass PAX. We met a lot of people from the Shed and just in the streaming community.
Oh, and there's one more. Awesome. I'm pretty sure you're not mentioning him because he's Canadian, but Snake Doctor. We know
who's
you.
That? Who's that guy? Is he a community manager somewhere?
We let him out of the box, man. Is he a man.
Veterinarian
he's
or something?
He's a snake charmer. We love you, Snake. But then that brings me all the way back to Destiny. And even though I've had a love-hate with Destiny, it really has been something that really has been close to the podcast just because it's kind of how we started, man.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to throw you guys for a little bit of a loop here.
Oh.
Because most people aren't going to say this.
Ooh.
But, and I'm not just saying this because we're game changers.
We're
I want to make that clear.
Oh,
this
sorry.
This is not sponsored. This is not sponsored.
Not sponsored.
I'm very thankful for EA. Because when I look back on it. Brian. He's like done.
Just kidding.
For you audio listeners,
I'm really thankful.
Thaddeus ripped out his headphones and stepped away.
Let's go walk away. Because when I think back on it, as much crap as I get, they've been able to have studios that have made some of my favorite games. Whether it be like Titanfall, the Jedi Fallen Order, BioWare with Jade Empire, Mass Effect, Dragon Age, like you name it. And like almost all of my favorite games have come through EA and some of their publishers.
There's been a lot.
And it's just, you know, a lot of people want to give them crap and some of it is very deserved, but some of it isn't. And I just got to say, I'm thankful for that too, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that about wraps it up for my thankfulness. I'm very thankful. So I'm going to ask you guys, if you can rank it, the thing out of all the ones you've talked about that you're the most thankful for and what you look forward to with MHG. See, I told you I was going to have some secrets here.
Oh, boy.
I didn't want to put them in the notes because I wanted to get. Oh, I'm thankful for Underdog, too, even if his computer crashes.
Every time.
I think his fiance did something to it.
It's the engagement virus.
Oh, I'll let you go first, Ace. I gotta think.
No,
about this.
You go first. Girl.
Nah, you gotta.
See, I wanted to put y'all on the spot because I made y'all. I wanted to make y'all think, so you couldn't preempt it.
All right, say the question again.
So, something that you're the most thankful for out of all this, and what you look forward to with MHG.
As much as I don't play the game now, I'm probably the most thankful for Destiny because, I mean, just to echo what you said about it, it has brought us all here.
Yeah.
I've met a lot of amazing people, a lot of amazing friends, so much that we've been able to do online, in person, conventions. I mean, it's just been amazing. 4 years ago, would I thought I'd have experienced any of that? No, not at all.
Look at you. You're a pro now.
I know. Yeah. Well, I mean, there's gray in the beard for a reason, but hey, what I'm looking forward to, just a lot more of our community growing in person as well. Whenever we get to meet a lot of our community members or even those who work closely with us in person, that has always been the highlight.
Oh yeah.
I mean, meeting Crow and Dog for the first time last year, and Ray and, geez, a lot of people last year.
Draco, Lupo.
Well, I already met Draco before. I mean, he lives in Houston.
I mean, it was the first. I mean, other than Mule here, everyone and Dog, everyone else was new for me for the first time. Like, PAX South was amazing this last year. And I mean, Dog and I just came down on a whim. We came down after he had a, I think it was a basketball game or something at like, or maybe it was a track thing. And he didn't get over to my house till like 11:30 at night. And he's like, okay, you've got to keep me up. You cannot. Here's the deal. You got to keep me awake all night. You can't fall asleep. So we drove all the way from Dallas, all the way down to San Antonio. And we got there at 4 a.m. in the morning. Something like that.
It was late.
It was late. And
I know, because I opened the door for y'all.
And we were not in the best part of town, so it was a little sketchy.
Yeah.
But boy, that was fun. And then walking there the next day, interesting. But boy, my most thankful for, I mean, PAX was amazing for me, and just going from literally buying my way onto the podcast, paying my way onto the podcast, to now Neil being every week, hey Crow, you gonna be on? You gonna be free? Yeah. It's just a huge. I just love it. I'm so thankful that I've gotten to become part of this group. So glad that I started. Underdog and I, when Destiny first came out or was coming out, we had only been hanging out for maybe a month when they first announced it. Aaron had announced that it was going to be on Xbox One. So we just hung out one day and we're like, all right, we're going to get Xbox Ones so that we can play on Destiny on that. And I mean, that's how him and I became great friends. I wish he was here to chat with me. Sweet. Yeah. We were at a pizza place that's sadly closed down, so we'll never get to go there again. Time. But
I have to echo what you're saying though, Crow, because like it wasn't this past PAX, but it was probably our first PAX as media, and going to Will Call and picking up our media badge, because it's weird. It feels weird, man, because as a gamer, you've been a gamer your whole life.
Yep.
You know, you used to just stand in long lines and you walk up and they're like, media lines right here. And you just walk up right in front of everybody and everyone's kind of eyeballing you like, who are these guys? You know,
I mean, when I showed when we were there this last year, when Dog and I showed up, you and I went over to the counter like, hey, can we get this guy in? I mean, he's one of our community managers, because at that time I was only really full time community manager, part time podcaster. But
yeah.
They're like, well, we don't really give community managers media badges, but here's a regular weekend pass.
Yeah,
nice.
I was like, that feels so weird. Like, to me, we're still nobodies. Like, we're just this little ragtag group. But then we're realizing, like, okay, maybe we are. Maybe this can go somewhere. And I'm really That's what I'm really looking forward to, is the future of this, all of this.
Yeah.
Seeing where we can go with this.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's crazy, dude, because like when we get those media badges on and we were walking around, like Prime, and you'll probably remember this, like when Earthfall was first like being shown before it was even in beta.
Yeah.
And the guys were like, hey, they saw our media badge. You want to come over here? You want to play this? You want to do an interview? And it's like, I've never had that before. Usually it's like we're chasing it, right? We're chasing the story. Mm-hmm. We're chasing that the devs.
Second PAX.
Yeah, and now because the first time we just went to go, and then the next time we got in as media, and it was just great because like it was like, oh man, this is like, it feels cooperative now. It's not just us chasing everything, you know, because
and it did help.
That's how you have to start.
It did help to have the Nash Bros there and pseudonym carrying a big camera around. And that just opened the doors.
Yep.
Yeah.
Developers see the camera and everything. Man.
The walkie-talkies are legit, too.
With the mic and the boom on it as well. Mm-hmm. And, like, everyone looks at us like, who are these guys? I'm like, oh, we just do. And I think, and on top of all of that, this last one, when we met the Sleep Tight guys, that was hilarious. When Draco was interviewing him, he's, like, pulling people from the crowd. He's like, do you know who Milhorn Gaming is? Do you know who? It's like he was promoting us as we were trying to interview him for Sleep Tight. It's like, yeah. Yeah. But lots of good stuff. Well, guys, I think that about wraps it up. Any closing thoughts you guys have? I think we kind of covered everything.
See, I was going to this podcast getting ready to talk all games we were playing, get all happy and fun, but boy, it got emotional real quick.
The feels,
I think,
man,
I hit my feels quota for the month. Sorry, holidays. Sorry, family.
Yeah. So just a reminder for all you guys who are watching us live and who are listening to this, no podcast next week because we'll be with our families, Thanksgiving, all of that. The week after that, we're going to do Game of the Year predictions. Mm-hmm. We're making a slight amendment here for December the
12th.
12th, I think it was. Instead of the holiday special, we're actually going to live stream with some friends from MHG and watch the video game awards, and it's going to be shenanigans galore.
We'll see if Mule gets drunk this year.
I'm a little nervous of where this is gonna go.
Anytime Star Wars wins Mule anything, Mule, I'm saying it right here. Anytime Star Wars gets anything, you gotta drink.
I'm down with that. And if Nate, you're right. Death Stranding wins Game of the Year, I'm gonna freaking lose it. I am gonna lose it. I'm just gonna say that right now. So guys, if you want to know more awesome streamers like us, visit thesheadteam.gg and find out about that awesome community that we're a part of. And if you would, guys, like us on Facebook, leave us a review on iTunes. You can follow us all on Twitter. Remember, when in doubt, blow it up! Explosion!